Greetings to my sister saints. Hey, it's Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Today I thought we'd talk about head coverings and what they are not, and then we can discuss what they could be. And I'm not going to go into a full teaching on head coverings because we already have many teachings on it. You can find them on the discernment blog. But I will say that the Bible does tell a woman she's to cover her head. So first, let's talk about what is not a head covering. It's not a headband. It's not one of those little circle doily things, you know, little crocheted things a lot of people put on top of their head, or they hang it around the back. It's not one of those little bun covers, you know, where people put their hair in a bun and then wrap a little piece of material around it, or hang a little something, or it's not a barrette holding the hair back with a little tuffet of cloth on it. I've seen a lot of homeschool people do that, and they need a little work in that area. And it's not like a baseball hat that sits on top of the head, or, you know, those fancy hats women used to wear. I think some people still do in some of the religious bodies, a fancy hat sitting on top, and they think that's a head covering. That's not. And let's see, it's not a woman's hair. And it, once again, throughout all these points, we have articles that teach on all these, so you can find those at the discernment blog. And it's not a husband or male authority. I know maybe some of you haven't heard that, but yeah, there's a lot of people out there that teach, oh, it's not something to put on your head or wear. It's actually a figurative of a male authority. So anyway, what is it? What is the head covering? What does it mean? So we're going to go to the Greek word. And it means, the Greek word is katakalupto, and it means to cover wholly and to hide. So when you look up the Greek word, they break it down to two words. Kata, the first part of the word, is like, it's like an expressive form of down or throughout. And then kalupto means to cover up, literally or figuratively, to cover, to hide, to veil, to hinder the knowledge of a thing. So katakalupto. So what that means is something a woman does to cover her head and cover her hair. So that means it has to come down the sides of her head, not just a little something sitting on the top. And it's to cover and hide her hair. And so now we're going to talk about the hair just a little bit and why it should be covered. 1 Corinthians 11 goes through all this, and it talks about how a man's to be uncovered because he's the glory of Christ, but a woman is to be covered because she's the glory of man. And then if you keep reading in there, you'll see that hair is given to her as a glory, so that's got to be covered too. So if a man's glory, woman, has to be covered, a woman's glory, hair, should be covered. And we teach on that. So anyway, the Bible doesn't say that the face is to be covered. It doesn't say the ears have to be covered. It doesn't say that the neck has to be covered. It says it's to cover the head and the hair, the glory of the woman, who is the glory of man. And one other, let's see, I want to read, hold on. 1 Corinthians 11:10, here's another reason. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. And if you look up the word power, it essentially means authority, and it shows God's headship order. So anyway, the whole point in spirit in the letter is that the woman's to cover her head and her hair. And how she does that, quite honestly, is up to her. And it's not something that just sits on top of the head, like we just talked about. It's to come down the sides. And also in keeping with 1 Timothy 2, it should be unadorned like her clothing. If you go read that, a woman's supposed to be wearing long, loose, unadorned robes or dresses or skirts or whatever. And it also talks about not being fancy, and it shouldn't be decorated or adorned, which means, you know, it shouldn't have any patterns on it. So the head covering should be shamefaced, just like a woman's clothing. And so here's what we're going to do. If we just read what the Bible says and go into the Greek or Hebrew, you know, if you're just going to study that and not look at history, you're not going to look at pictures, you're not going to listen to what people say. We're going to go simply by what the Word of God says. And so in that, there can be different ways that a woman could cover her head and be biblical. So I'm just going to like throw out a few ideas here. Like it could be a cloth draped over her head and then wrapped around like a scarf. You know, some people do that, especially when it's cold. I do in the winter. Well, I put it over my head covering that I wear all the time. And so it just kind of drapes around, wraps around, I throw it over my shoulder. Well, some people like to wear that as the head covering, all the time. They could do that. It could be like a cloth tied under the back part of the hair. You know, it goes up around the top and down around the back, and then it can hang over her hair if it's down. It just has to be long enough to cover her hair, so it can be really long. I've had some of them. And to be honest with you, sisters, I've had many different kinds of head coverings. So maybe some of you have been through many of them yourself until you find out what works, because everybody likes something a little bit different. But anyway, let's see, a woman could like put up her hair and then put the cloth underneath and like around the top and then pin it underneath, and then she could leave some of it hanging down longer, shorter, however she wants. Or she could put up her hair and she could just wrap it all the way around with nothing hanging down. You've seen some of those people just totally wrap their head all the way around with their hair up in it, as long as it comes down the sides of her head and covers all her hair. And, well, I'll kind of throw this one out here. I hesitate a little bit, but I will admit that there are a few of the Anabaptist caps that could be biblical, because they do have some coverage, but we don't see, most of them aren't. I'm just going to say that. And I don't know, there are some head coverings where they sew elastic all the way around it, and you kind of pull it on like a cap, and your hair fits in the back, and I don't know. Some could be just tied with the tails hanging down. There's so many different kinds. I can't describe them all. And the Word of God leaves that open to personal choice, you know, for what fits with a person, as long as it fits what the Word says. And sisters, we're not the head covering police, and we don't tell people what to wear, as long as it fits with what God's Word says. And that's what we go by, God's Word. We don't reach outside of it. We don't add to it. We don't take away from it. And if you check out the articles, you're going to see that I've added some pictures to show some examples of what could be a head covering and what's not. But to be honest with you, I'm not really fond of putting pictures up of what is biblical, because, well, I'll just share a story with you. On one of the posts for the women's dress, someone asked me if I could put some pictures for examples. And I didn't really want to, because I figured something like this would happen. So I went, I found some examples, I put them on there, and I said that, you know, there's plenty of other examples, I just picked a few. And I knew it wasn't long after that, some other woman came up and she was like rebuking us, because she said, we teach that shirt sleeves must come all the way down to the wrist. And I was like, what is she talking about? I never wrote anything like that, you know, when I was teaching sisters how to do that. And I dug through our articles and I couldn't find anything on it. And I was asking her, where are you getting that from? And she said, oh, when you posted those pictures, it's on all the pictures. They all have long sleeves. I was like, okay, I didn't even realize that. I was looking at basically unadorned long shirts, plain shirts, plain skirts, plain dresses. I didn't even pay attention to the length of the sleeves. And you see how people do that. Well, she was just doing it to call us legalists. And she didn't think you had to do anything for like specific dress, that God's Word doesn't teach it. So she was just trying to find something to pick on. And so that's why I don't like putting a whole bunch of them out there. I know I have a video out there that shows a few of them. And on one of the posts, I have some ideas. I don't like say, these are what you must pick from. I mean, there's so many different ways a person could do that. Obviously, women can talk to each other and maybe share, you know, I've tried this and it didn't quite work because of this. And we all have our own preferences. And so if you have the opportunity to talk to somebody one-on-one, maybe, you know, you could share some ideas and stuff like that. But when you're putting something out on the internet like this, I want to leave it to you, sisters, to go to God's Word and see what it says. And we're here to help you, and then find what works for you. And I can help you, give you some ideas. But anyway, before I go, I want to add that, you know, head coverings are part of a woman's clothing. It's not something that you just slap on in the gathering, like many people say. They just grab something and throw it on top of their head when they come together and somebody says a prayer. That's not right. And I'm not going to go into all the details on that, because that, once again, is in our articles that we have. We go into great details with many, many different articles, different aspects of them. And it's something that you really want to take time to sit down and learn. And the point of this audio here is to just kind of give you ideas of what is, and definitely mostly what is not, because we see people trying to just put a little something on it. All their hair is hanging out and they just call it like a little symbol. But yeah, and I just kind of wanted to add that, yeah, there are a lot of challenges to wearing head coverings. I'll admit it. I just did a audio about working in a skirt and gave a bunch of scenarios that, yep, they're a little difficult to do, but I've done them all. Same with head covering, you know, standing out on the streets witnessing when it's over 100 degrees and the sun is beating down on you. Yep, it's hot. But you know what, sisters? The price to pay for the inconveniences is just our reasonable service. Amen. Look at what Christ has done for us. And I'm going to leave us with Luke 17:7-10. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat? It will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink? Does he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded of him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when you have done all the things which are commanded, you say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which is our duty to do. Sisters, dressing biblical, wearing a head covering is just simply our duty to do for the Lord. And it's a really small price to pay for what Christ has done and the hope that lies before us. And what a joy to be a visible witness and light for the Lord in this dark, wicked world. What a blessing and what an honor. So anyway, love to you, Sister Saints. Those of you who love the Lord and are obedient to him, I praise you. May God be praised.